This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Fonjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to our guest, Chuck Johnson, in the next segment. But again, we're talking about this breaking news, which is this mass shooting in Munich. Daily Mail reports several dead, 10 injured. Others are reporting 15 dead. Shooting rampage inside a shopping center as police admit they don't know where the gunman is. Now they're saying possibly two gunmen. Thankfully, those reports of a shooting at a second site have been dismissed. So it appears that this is just in one location. But now the gunman or gunmen appear to have disappeared. So we're going to keep tabs on that. Hopefully the death toll doesn't rise. It always seems to in these situations. And again, we just played the clip. I was on the Alex Jones Show exactly 1 week ago. I'm not bragging about it. I don't want to be right on this, but I said Germany would be next to be hit with a major attack, and that unfortunately looks like it's happened today. This is out of Information Liberation on a related subject. German officials respond to migrants' axe attack by calling for mandatory Islam classes. That's right, they're not calling to stop the massive influx of jihadists on this migrant red carpet. It's Germans who must assimilate to their culture, not the other way around. German authorities responded to a Muslim migrant stabbing spree by calling for all children to attend mandatory classes on Islam. I guess in a similar vein to how German school children, as we reported last year, were told by headmasters at local schools not to wear short skirts or even just shorts, because they had housed Muslim migrants in a gymnasium that was actually on the site of the school, and because they might get offended or they might sexually molest these young girls, that it was the German school children who had to assimilate to their backward culture and not that they had to integrate into German society. The local reports. Local authorities are calling for classes on Islam to be brought in at schools across the country after a radicalized Muslim youth attacked passengers on a train with an axe on Monday. Quote, it's appropriate to bring in classes on Islam in state schools or schools overseen by the state, Gerd Landsberg, head of the Association of Local Councils, told the Rheinpost on Wednesday. In this way, the state can gain more control over the upbringing of Muslim youths. So again, we've carried the videos where they go inside German schools and talk to Muslim students who basically say, we hate German people. They're just pork-eating monsters. We don't want to assimilate. Screw them. Again, the solution is not to focus on that as the problem. It's to focus on Germans being bigoted and intolerant for not accepting this culture, which is actually bigoted and intolerant. The article continues, in response to a terror attack by a young Muslim man, Germany is going to further indoctrinate their own children into Islamism, supposedly to combat extremism, which again goes back to this Stockholm syndrome that has swept Europe. So long as we stick our heads in the sand, so long as we let ourselves be absorbed by our captors, that we believe their regressive, dogmatic, intolerant belief system and culture, that we adopt that ourselves, that somehow that's going to make us safe. Well, it hasn't made us safe, has it? We're having an attack. Now it's two or three attacks every single week in major European cities. Our attempts to kowtow, to bow down, to submit are not working. They smell blood in the water. This is only getting worse. And remember, other governments have done the same thing. Look at Sweden. They had a beheading, again, Muslim terrorists beheaded someone in an IKEA store in Sweden. What was the reaction of the Swedish government? They launched a campaign against Islamophobia in the days after that attack. They're completely betraying us. These people need to be out of office, out of power. They're making Europe incredibly unsafe, and it's only going to get worse. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show after this break. Stay tuned.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over an antique store. Elijah.
We're back. It's the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. Again, we got breaking news from Munich where the shooting is taking place. The police say the gunmen are still on the loose. They've posted a Facebook update on the Police Munich official Facebook page. Reports that witnesses of three different people with firearms. So we saw the video of one individual, now three different people apparently on the loose in Munich, shooting, killing innocent people. And let's just see if this ties back to the religion of peace. Of course, that might not be the case. It could be some right-wing extremist that's been radicalized by these millions of migrants pouring in. Either way, they've created the situation, the government of Germany, that has created this apparent bloodbath in Munich. They're talking about 10 to 15 dead. We're continuing to track it. But we're going to go to our guest now who has been at the RNC. I think he's still there right now. And he is Chuck Johnson, founder and editor of gotnews.com. Again, he's basically a political bulldog, reviled by the left, banned by Twitter. We're going to talk about Twitter censorship later. But Chuck, welcome to the show, and I just want to get your initial reaction. You probably haven't had a chance to read much about it, but there appears to be a new massive terror attack that's taking place in Germany. What's your initial reaction to this?
It's not the least bit surprising. I mean, it's surprising that people are surprised now. I mean, we have a bunch of savages who have moved into a population. That population is increasingly having fewer and fewer children, while that larger population is having more and more. And so it's just a matter of time before Germany winds up abolishing itself. In fact, there's an interesting book by Thalo Sarrazin, which I'm thinking of getting translated into English, or working to get translated into English, which is essentially predicting the collapse of Germany. And I think it's just a matter of time before it finally collapses altogether. And I think it'll probably be Germany or Sweden that first either elects or appoints a Muslim leader. And it seems that there's sort of no hope at this stage. And the advice I'd give anyone who is in Europe is to emigrate immediately.
I mean, that's what Milo is basically considering at this point. He calls himself a gay refugee from Europe. The situation you outlined there where governments are overtaken by Islamists, that's what Michel Welbeck outlined in his book, Submission. He predicted that it might be coming to France, but as you said, Sweden or even Germany at this point seems the likelier candidate. We had the head of French security, the head of French police saying one more mass molestation or a couple more terror attacks in France, that would cause civil war, that would cause civil unrest. Do you think that's a likely outcome, that the population would get that angry to the point where they would be out on the streets? I mean, we saw it in Nice to some extent, a different reaction to Paris. It wasn't hug a Muslim. They were angry. They were booing and heckling the prime minister. Do you think it's actually plausible that this would lead to actual civil unrest, or are people just going to continue to stick their heads in the sand until we're all wearing burqas?
Well, on the micro level, it's very, very hard for people to actually decide what to do. I mean, the government has essentially taken the position in France that the migrant flows into Europe are like migratory patterns of birds. There's no political will to stop the flow. There's no military sufficient to actually stop the flow. And there's no real desire in terms of revealed preference to actually do something. And, you know, it's interesting. I've been studying and reading about the collapse of Lebanon in the last few weeks. And it's worth studying if you're a European, because it was a very peaceful country at one point. Beirut was the sort of Paris of the Middle East. And now it's descended into civil war. And how did that happen? Well, what happened is that the Muslims had more children and they overran the Christian minority. And then they continued, you know, they started to dominate them. And that's more or less happening right now in Europe. And of course, the Europeans are increasing the problem by continuing to provide very generous welfare benefits and essentially having a dual system if you're a Muslim versus a non-Muslim. And it could happen here in the United States as well. Fortunately, we're such a large country, it's a bit harder to do. But I must tell you, when I was in Australia recently, I saw several large mosques in Sydney. It was quite shocking. And so this is a problem all throughout the sort of former British Empire and, of course, all throughout Europe. And until there emerges a very strong leader who could actually do something about it, I think we're in for a very, very difficult time. And I'm surprised at how a routine occurrences are becoming. It's a bit like weather patterns or something like that, where people are just so numb to it, where there's somewhat of a defiance where people boo their president, but they don't. They don't take it beyond that. They don't think about ways to limit Muslim flows into the country. And they probably, you know, there's a despair setting in throughout Europe that is very, very discouraging.
I mean, there has been this rising conservatism. You know, over the past 2-3 years, we've had the AfD party in Germany. We've had Marine Le Pen gaining success in France. They've got their presidential election next year. Of course, we've had the rise of UKIP in the UK. We've had Brexit. So at least there seems to be some shift politically, as you said, for somebody to step forth and deal with it. But when there's literally an attack now every few days in Europe, it's getting completely out of control. We're going to chime back in with updates from Munich, but you were at the RNC. I believe you're still there. You had a little run-in with Jamie Weinstein, I think his name is, which is Michelle Fields' boyfriend. Michelle Fields, of course, being the former Breitbart reporter who was the victim of this, you know, brutal attack by Corey Lewandowski, where he ripped her arm off and beat her to death with it. Well, no, actually what happened was he lightly brushed her, but the media made such a big deal out of it. It was completely insane. You spotted Fields outside the RNC. You tried to ask her a question. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so I went with several friends of mine, and we went up to go ask them a question. We followed them down the street. I turned to go and ask them a question, and Jamie Weinstein immediately lunged out at me and essentially hit my arm extremely hard. I'm not a particularly physically fit guy, as everyone can see in the video. And so it actually did hurt. I mean, we were hoping to just ask them a question about, why they had continued to make things up over the years, why they had continued to lie about what happened with Corey Lewandowski, why they had lied about me. And it's interesting how quickly Jamie's demeanor changes when he, realizes he's on camera. It's quite a revealing kind of thing. First, he tells me to go, fuck myself. And he says, kindly step away, sir. Once I tell him, it's all on camera. You're busted. Like this, it's kind of actually laying out, it was an assault. I don't know yet if I'm going to do that. It was very strange though. I mean, I didn't really think Jamie Weinstein had it in him. He of course accused Corey Lewandowski and Trump of being thuggish. And yet his immediate reaction to dealing with me is violence. That was very surprising because, but not out of character. I mean, he had been wandering around the RNC picking fights with reporters, being quite drunk. And so it's a little disappointing to see him resort to violence, but what can you do?
I mean, and we can see the video, we're playing it now as you speak, and he immediately escalated the situation. It's not as if he verbally tried to tell you to back off. Maybe he did for a split second, but he immediately resorted to violence, which way outstripped anything that Michelle Fields experienced at the hands of Corey Lewandowski, right?
Right. I mean, it's sort of absurd in a way. And in all honesty, my arm actually really, did kind of hurt and still kind of hurts a little bit. It was interesting. It was very revealing of their character as a couple. Of course, Michelle Fields and Corey Lewandowski have since gotten engaged. And they've essentially tried to become sort of e-celebrities on the internet. And they're, of course, they falsely accused me of hacking their computer, of hacking Michelle Fields' computer. She's falsely accused a number of people. We broke a lot of these stories that got news. We also looked into the financial incentives that Michelle Fields' family might have for being anti-Trump, such as her mother and aunt's anti-Trump views. Her mother makes money from essentially resettling Honduran immigrants in the United States. Jamie Weinstein, who essentially is a trustafarian. He has a sort of tenuous relationship with the Daily Caller, where he essentially pays money to have all these bookers place him on TV personally. And so he's sort of a trust fund kid. They're both trustafarians, and they're sort of probably not used to having people ask them questions. And of course, I've had a number of hostile people try and ask me questions here. Although, surprisingly, a lot of people have been high-fiving me and thanking me for my work. But, there's a proper way to deal with it, which is to just, maintain your calm and your composure. But the fact that Weinstein immediately resorted to violence is, I think, revealing of how he's really quite thuggish.
I mean, he's a bizarre character. I remember, I think it was back in 2008 at a Bilderberg conference. He was acting as this kind of weirdo stalker, trying to troll Alex Jones, trying to ask him questions. Alex was just walking away, and he just kept getting in Alex's face. So, he treats you as some, dangerous threat when you simply try to ask a question. Yet he's done exactly that and more on previous occasions. Extremely bizarre character, as he said. He's kind of a hanger-on at the Daily Caller, which in general is a good publication. It's bizarre that he still gets all this attention. We're going to go to a break soon, though, but we're going to come back and talk about Twitter censorship. Of course, yesterday, Milo had his Instagram account briefly suspended. That came back. Now this has escalated. We've got WikiLeaks coming out and saying they're going to talk about building a new social network, which is actually centered around free speech. Other people have suggested that in the past. Other people have criticized the idea. They've said, well, what's the point? We need to fight them on their battleground. Simply preaching to the choir on our own battleground isn't going to solve anything. So we're going to get into that, because WikiLeaks called out Jack Dorsey and basically said, this is cyber feudalism, what you've done to Milo, banning him for basically giving a bad Ghostbusters movie review while allowing Leslie Jones to continue her behavior, even though she's provably engaged in inciting targeted harassment of other Twitter users. We'll be back after the break with Chuck Johnson of GotNews.com. Don't go away.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1151.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Jones Show, we got the breaking news out of Germany again. Three gunmen on the loose. They're talking about 10 to 15 people dead. They haven't caught the gunmen. There's some stupid report out there saying that I'm sorry to laugh, but the media falls for this every single time, that Samuel Heidberg, a German nationalist, is the shooter. Well, that's a hoax that happens after every terror attack or mass shooting, that Sam Hyde or Samuel Heidberg is the culprit. But it's being seriously reported by numerous media outlets, even though it's a known hoax that happens after every single shooting. But we'll continue to give you details on that as they come in. But I want to encourage you to go over to InfoWarsLife.com, because, again, to get all these special exclusive reports, to get our reporters out there on the ground confronting the regressive left, confronting the social justice warrior disease that's out there taking over the American streets, we need your support. And that's why we've been so successful in taking on and demolishing the leftist narrative in recent months. Again, through your support of buying the products at InfoWarsLife.com, we've got Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. It's back in stock. The affordable and great-tasting Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix is back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. And it is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body needs. God forbid we would sell vitamin products and things that are actually good and healthy for you. Perhaps we should just be funded by billionaire globalists like George Soros, or take ads from giant transnational pharmaceutical companies like CNN. Maybe that would make us credible. But we've really excelled in recent months through your support by getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. We're talking to Chuck Johnson of GotNews.com. Of course, the censorship war against conservatives has accelerated over the past few days with the banning of Milo Yiannopoulos, the permanent lifetime ban from Twitter for simply saying that the star of Ghostbusters was, quote, barely literate, which is a fact. She is barely literate. He gave a bad review of the movie. Some other people tweeted some racist comments at her, and then they blamed Milo, like Beyonce is responsible for people tweeting death and rape threats to One Direction fans, like Justin Bieber is responsible for people who cut themselves. Is D-Ray McKesson, is Sean King going to be held responsible for Black Lives Matter supporters who celebrate the deaths of cops on a daily basis? Well, no, because it's one rule for them and another for the rest of us. Chuck, we got a couple of minutes in this segment, long segment coming up in the next section, but you were one of the first prominent, if not the first prominent conservative to be banned by Twitter a year ago now. I think you came back recently, but they got you again. It's like whack-a-mole for them. Before we get into Milo, tell us what happened when you were banned by Twitter a year ago.
Sure. I was soliciting funds to do a research project on D'Ray McKesson, who is the founder of Black Lives Matter, who's been linked to the Nation of Islam, who's a long history of sort of anti-white behavior, and actually pro-white behavior earlier on in his life. And so I was going to just do an investigation. I used to raise lots of money through Twitter from my followers. But of course, I got my account suspended, and I've had my accounts more or less suspended for journalism. I mean, I had it suspended when I broke Jackie Coakley's name. She's the woman behind the University of Virginia rape hoax. And people know that I was using Twitter and my account, gotnews.com/donate, to give me money to do research. And Twitter suspended me without any explanation. They still haven't said what happened, and I woke up the next morning and I had CNN say that I was trying to assassinate a civil rights leader. That was the argument that they made about a metaphor I used to describe D'Ray McKesson. And of course, we now know McKesson has been instigating riots across the country. And so, of course, it's very disturbing. And I told Milo 4 days before he was suspended that he was going to be next, and they would suspend him relatively soon. And we met up the other night and chatted about this issue. And we're going to work together and work with others to make sure that we actually make sure that Twitter, which advertises itself as a free speech platform, Jack Dorsey, of course, and D'Ray McKesson, both of whom said that, they both said that at Recode that Twitter was for free speech. And yet Milo and I are the obvious examples that that's just not true, that they're liars and that they're fraudsters. And so we have a responsibility to keep telling the truth about these platforms, to regulate them in accordance with our laws, because of course they promise free speech. They say that they're utility. We of course regulate utilities in the United States. And so it's we're getting to an end game right now, a showdown between the new internet, which is more for free expression, more for free ideas, and the old internet, which is a corporate sort of monopolist, globalist platforms that can kick you off for any reason whatsoever.
We're on the march. Empires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kind. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Bye, guys. On the Alex Jones Show, we're talking to Chuck Johnson, founder and editor of GotNews.com. Going to get more into precisely what Chuck does at GotNews.com a little bit later in this segment. But finishing up on Twitter, Chuck, I mean, you said you warned Milo a few days beforehand that he was about to get banned. You know, he said far more offensive, under their own definition, things in the past. He's not been banned. He was briefly suspended a few times. Why ban him now? Do you think there's anything in the timing here?
Well, I think the strategy was to ban him ahead of the RNC, which would be a larger media moment, media narrative. And so they thought he would just go away. Of course, it ended up trending on Twitter that he was banned. But my thinking is that there's a sort of anti-white business model behind Twitter that one really has to contend with if one's honest about it. That almost all the people who get suspended are white. Nearly no blacks, with the exception of Xavier Banks, who proves the rule. So yeah, there's a serious problem. There's a serious problem at Twitter. It's an anti-white problem. And of course, the fact that Milo was criticizing a black comedian is a problem for these people. I mean, Dre McKesson, working with Jack Dorsey, has tried to make Twitter the blackest social network, even more welcoming of things like Black Lives Matter, which is arguably, as you've argued and others have argued, a terrorist organization, and certainly an anti-police organization. And so this is going to continue. I was the first one. I was warning people for years that this was coming, that this fight was coming, and now it's here. And it's been quite exciting to see people join in the fight. I have not gone back on Twitter. I've actually encouraged anyone who wants to create a Chuck Johnson Twitter account, who wants to join my research group, editor@gotnews.com, to email me and to go and they can go and create their own Twitter accounts, because there's really no way to police this. I mean, if thousands of people created Chuck Johnson accounts or Milo Yiannopoulos accounts, we would sort of overwhelm the system, and they would have to every day spend time trying to find and shut down our accounts. Of course, in my particular case, they've IP blocked my home, which has caused tension for people I've taught how to use Twitter, because their accounts have been suspended as well. But they're very draconian, and it's never really going to stop until we win in the court of either the legal courts or in the court of public opinion. And of course, Twitter's stock has been hammered. You know, after I got kicked off, the stock was trading at $45, $50 a share. It's now down to 18. At one point, it was at a low of 14. And I suspect Milo, that which Milo and I and others are planning, will probably bring it still further down.
Now, we hear this narrative over and over again. You know, Twitter's a private company. It can ban whoever it likes. You know for sure, if they started banning Black Lives Matter accounts, those people will be out on the streets within hours. Some of them would probably be rioting if that was a new policy that Twitter instituted. Why are leftists suddenly all concerned about, you know, the rights of private companies, so long as they only apply to censoring conservatives on platforms like Twitter?
Well, I mean, the issue is very simple. If you make fun of or you cause trouble with somebody at Twitter or you're somebody who's a friend of somebody at Twitter, that's how they'll suspend you. It's essentially a super PAC operating, a liberal super PAC operating as a publicly traded company, and it's a form of shareholder fraud. And I think it's a matter of time before somebody files a shareholder lawsuit against the company on these grounds, because the company's essentially collapsed in value. But no. My issue is Jack Dorsey raised money from Silicon Valley, and you can read it for yourself in the great book Hatching Twitter by Nick Bilton. He said that Twitter was a utility. He compared it to electricity and to water or the internet. These are things that are extremely important to understand. The phone company doesn't have a right to shut off my phone if they don't like what I'm saying. They don't get to turn off my power if they don't like what I'm doing on the internet. They don't sort of this idea that we can just shut down accounts without any due process. I mean, that's the thing that really bothers me. There's no due process at all. You can't even explain to them, hey, I think this is a misunderstanding, because they won't even take your phone call. They won't even respond to letters from lawyers. They won't even respond to anything, really. And so we need to start protesting on Twitter. We can't really create our own networks, because who's going to fund it? Silicon Valley is so left-wing that they're targeting, you know, gay billionaire, you know, geniuses like Peter Thiel for having the temerity to support Donald Trump. This society that we've entered into, this sort of future that we've entered into, is one where there are rules for the powerful people, and there are no rules. You can do pretty much anything. I mean, I have had people show up at my home with weapons. I've had people threaten to kill me. I've had all manner of terrible things happen to me on Twitter. And some of them I've reported to law enforcement, but the overwhelming majority of the leftist violence, the overwhelming majority of the violence comes exclusively from the left.
And again, they want to be treated as the public utility, as they said. So they can't claim all this private company land. It just doesn't apply. They're working with governments. You've got Twitter working with governments across Europe to hunt down people who make comments critical of their government's migration policies. So you cannot make that argument when Twitter itself begins to function as an organ of government. You know, it just doesn't apply anymore. You know, but of course, when Christian bakeries refuse service to gays for gay wedding cakes, that's horrible. But Muslims can do the same thing, and leftists don't really care about it. So again, it's this selectively applied outrage that we see from the left every single time. And it's really coming to a head now with the banning of Milo. This is going to kick off a bigger wave, a bigger movement. As you said, I don't think the solution is simply to create more networks, because unfortunately all our content, as Drudge warned, has been segregated into these social media ghettos. Social media now is becoming the internet. So the next stage is probably to start to restrict actual internet access for thought criminals like us. That's what they want to do later on down the line. But let's get into Black Lives Matter, because, of course, we've had numerous shootings over the past few weeks inspired by extremist Black Lives Matter rhetoric. Yet polls still show that 42% of Americans support this movement, compared to only 22% who oppose it. I think this is just the fact that people are generally ignorant. They're ignorant that the ideological inspiration behind this movement is a convicted cop killer on the FBI's most wanted domestic terrorist list. You know, they cause more violence, they cause more division, more black people are being killed by other black people since Black Lives Matter started, because we have this Ferguson effect of cops abandoning crime areas in major cities because they're afraid of the consequences of actually doing their job. Chuck, how do we eviscerate this narrative that's been backed up by the media that Black Lives Matter has the moral high ground when it clearly doesn't?
Well, we've tried to solve this problem at Got News by working. People send us the police reports. They send us more information about these shootings. You know, I personally at one point sued to get Michael Brown's juvenile records. Those records are now being used in a wrongful death lawsuit with the city of Ferguson. So people have to fight. They have to go in, like, the people will become the media over time. And so everyday researchers, everyday people are taking time out of their day to send me material that they find, social media accounts and so forth. I mean, we reported Philando Castillo was Crip, that Alton Sterling was a Blood. And these are all sort of gangbangers who are at war with the police. The criminal element is a serious problem. And we need to just talk openly and seriously about it.
And let's get more into that, because this is the process that you go through at Got News. This is what makes your content really exclusive, really interesting. You're able to subvert that media narrative within hours, sometimes within minutes of one of these stories breaking. So you get an Alton Sterling style situation. Of course, Black Twitter immediately tries to own the narrative, claiming he was a gentle giant, he was a family man. How are you able to overturn that narrative? Because you dig in immediately to get to the bottom of this. Just walk us through the process of how you subvert that narrative.
Sure. So we have 6,000 researchers and counting, people from all over the world sending us material in real time whenever there's a shooting. And they're just simply faster than the corporate media, which is limited in its number of employees, limited in the number of people who work for it. So people send me material all the time, police officers send me material, police officers' wives and so forth. And so what we're able to do is we're able to publish this material and people can see for themselves. Like in the case of Michael Brown, we published material showing that far from being a gentle giant, his Instagram revealed a young man who likes to beat up women. And so, which of course was later corroborated, that kind of character was corroborated by the assault, strong arm robbery he had against that store clerk. Look, I mean, people are starting to wake up. They're starting to gradually realize that this narrative of police officers hunting down black babies and black children and harming them is just not true. And so what happens is that the leftist media sort of slowly loses credibility. And as they lose credibility, people go to places like InfoWars, like GotNews.com, you know, like my new site, Researcher, and they go and they put up their money, they put up their labor, and they really want to get to the essence of things. And it's so exciting to go and debunk claims in real time, because it shows that the people can have more power than the corporate media. And the most important thing you can do is just ignore these attempts to portray these people as, you know, as these gangbangers, as, you know, nice family men. I mean, in the case of Alton Sterling, he was a child rapist, and yet we're supposed to pretend that he was a good family man. I mean, it's insane.
Now, I see you as a kind of Andrew Breitbart figure. You understand that it's not only about overturning the general narrative with these leftists, but it's about tearing down their icons individually. And you do it through completely legal means. But of course, if you take on these people on an individual basis, that opens you up to dirty tricks, to attacks. But what drives you on to expose these people? I know this is a kind of tactic you use to take them down individually. What motivates you in the final equation to take on these hypocrites as you do?
Well, I'm very anti-fraud, and I feel if I didn't do it, no one else would, which is, I think, the best reason to start a business. You sort of want a de facto monopoly. But I think it's important. I mean, I have the skill sets, and I train people all the time. People have been, you know, gracious enough to give me money through my website. They've been gracious enough to join my fight. And now it's become their fight. I mean, many of the tactics I have used, now other sites are using, so I can move on to other things. And so what motivates me, I mean, I'm a believer. My view is you shall know the truth and it shall set you free, which is my favorite line of scripture. And so I am very, very serious about ending the three frauds of our time, media, education, and government, and working to make those things work for people rather than for their leaders or for sort of a larger kind of globalist class of rulers. So I'm very insistent on it, and I think journalists, you have a responsibility to the truth, and it's very sad how in recent years nihilists have won out. But fortunately, we've had many victories, such as what's happening to Gawker right now, where it's imploding, and Nick Denton himself, the proprietor of it, may go bankrupt for essentially publishing revenge porn. And so we are turning a corner on some of these larger issues. I mean, Trump has been very effective at undermining the credibility of the media, which, of course, they've done themselves, but he has been very good about pointing out how dishonest they are.
Okay, final comments, and just direct people to where they can find your content.
Sure. I'm very grateful to Alex Jones. I think he paved the way on a lot of these issues. It's been interesting watching in real time how events have vindicated a lot of what he's said over the years. And if people want to join me, they can come over to gotnews.com. They can email me at editor@gotnews.com. If they want to give me money, it's gotnews.com/donate, and I will be a careful steward with it and just put the money back into the website and back into the research.
Okay, thanks for joining us. There goes Chuck Johnson of gotnews.com. We'll be sure to get him back on the broadcast. Final few minutes here in this segment of the Alex Jones Show. Of course, we're covering what's happening in Munich, Germany. We're getting information that this could be some kind of right-wing nationalist. Again, this is unconfirmed, as I said. These people could be radicalized too. You've got it happening on both sides of the equation. A report that the shooter is being described by Bild, which is a major German publication, as right-wing, shouted, quote, effing migrants as he shot people in these several different locations. They're talking about three shooters with rifles. Again, this massive police search, this panic going on in Munich, Germany. But you just watch. You just watch the left. If this is true, they're rubbing their hands together right now to exploit this narrative. Again, all conservatives will be to blame for this shooting if it turns out to be some right-wing lunatic. But of course, not all Muslims are to blame when it's a Muslim carrying out the shooting. Again, they're complete hypocrites. They never apply their phony logic to both sides of the equation. But again, that remains to be seen. The BBC reports a hunt is underway in the German city of Munich after at least one shooter opened fire at a shopping centre. Several people believed to be dead. Again, at the moment, no culprit has been arrested. The identity of the culprit remains unknown. But again, reports apparently being carried by Bild. We can't confirm this yet, but it looks like they may attempt to blame this on a German. I'm getting a message right now from Alexander Benesch, who is in Germany. He's a journalist. He's been on the show before. He says that witnesses described the shooter yelling, quote, "I am a German." Well, isn't that convenient that he would make it that explicit while he was carrying out the attack? Not to say that it's a false flag, but it seems incredibly convenient that he would make it that clear. But again, this whole migrant policy has radicalized people on both sides. It would be no surprise if this turned somebody who was already on the edge mentally over the edge and led them to carry out this massacre, which has unfolded in Munich, but they're talking about multiple shooters, so it remains to be seen the truth behind that. Let's cover a couple more news stories here. Again, going back to Twitter, who, of course, censored Milo Yiannopoulos a few days ago now. Well, WikiLeaks came out yesterday. This was up on Infowars.com. WikiLeaks goes head-to-head with Twitter CEO over Milo ban. WikiLeaks went head-to-head with Jack Dorsey Thursday over the ban of gay libertarian journalist Milo Yiannopoulos. And again, this is hardly, can hardly be described as a right-wing bigoted group, can it? WikiLeaks. Listen to what WikiLeaks tweeted. Quote, cyberfeudalism, Twitter founder Jack banned conservative gay libertarian Nero for speaking the wrong way to actress Leslie Jones. And again, this is the point. He was banned for inciting targeted harassment against Leslie Jones. Yet Leslie Jones herself did that precise thing on more than one occasion. Even at the height of the spat with Milo, she tweeted to her followers in reference to another Twitter user, quote, get her. Get her. How is that not inciting targeted abuse of another Twitter user? So by Twitter's own rules, their own standards, Leslie Jones violated their policy, engaged in incitement for targeted harassment. She should be banned. She went on a talk show and said that she retweets people, so all that her, you know, her, all her followers then dogpile and harass this user. She's admitted to it on multiple occasions, yet Milo's gone. And Twitter tweeted its support with a hashtag, love for Leslie. This is the incredibly hypocritical double standard of the left. We'll be back with the Alex Jones Show final segment, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order.
Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
We'll be right back.
The Alex Jones Show, as what appears to be some kind of terror attack unfolds live on the streets of Munich. Unfortunately, this is happening again. CNN reports a police operation is underway after gunfire erupted at a shopping center in Munich. CNN affiliate NTV reports several are dead and others are wounded. Authorities shut down public transportation and warn people to stay at home or seek protection. Now they're talking about one shooter, at least one shooter being on the loose, or several shooters. Again, earlier we had reports about three shooters. And BBC, apparently, a few people are claiming on Twitter, this is not on the official BBC website, is reporting the gunman was heard shouting, "I am a German." Now, of course, if they play this narrative that it's some right-wing nationalist upset the large numbers of migrants flooding into Germany, you can bet they will exploit this for all it's worth. Now, because what if one crazy person goes over the edge and commits a mass shooting, does that mean that all conservatives, the all, quote, right-wingers who oppose mass uncontrolled immigration, are also radical violent extremists? No. Just as all Muslims aren't terrorists when Islamists carry out similar attacks. But the left won't allow that narrative to get out there. They will use this to demonize absolutely everybody. Again, state of emergency now in Munich. They're talking about several shooters possibly. Early reports said 10 to 15 dead. They're now saying 6 dead. We'll wait to see what transpires. Back to Twitter censorship, though, here in the final few minutes. Leslie Jones appeared on a talk show in which she admitted that she carried out or incited targeted harassment of Twitter users, the exact same thing Nero or Milo was banned for. Here's the clip.
And I blow you up, too. So if you tweet me thinking that I'm the only one that's going to get it, I retweet it so all my followers can see it and get on your punk.
So there she is, admitting that she retweets people who criticize her so that her followers will then harass those people. If that's not inciting targeted harassment, then I don't know what is. She also tweeted to another person, quote, "get her," encouraging her followers to go and harass that person. This is the same thing that Milo has been banned for. And of course, you can bet your bottom dollar that if they were banning leftist Twitter accounts, Black Lives Matter accounts, those people wouldn't be making the argument that Twitter is a private company and can do what it likes. Even as Twitter openly says that it considers itself a public utility, and again is now working with governments to hunt down thought criminals who criticize mass migration. There's another article I wanted to mention in the final minute. New reparations website asks whites to pay black people's rent to relieve their guilt. Yeah, this is not The Onion. I looked at this article for a good couple of hours before deciding whether to publish it, but it's true. There's a website encouraging white people to relieve their white guilt, the burden of white guilt, the burden of the fact that 1.4% of white people at the height of slavery 150 years ago owned slaves. That now that means those people who had nothing whatsoever to do with slavery must give money to black people. Just give them money. Just pay their rent. Just give them a car. Again, feeding into this Marxist critical theory rhetoric that the West is evil, that we've got white privilege, that we need to bow down and apologize for it on a daily basis. Absolutely ridiculous story. Go and check that out at Infowars.com. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of The Alex Jones Show. Again, we'll be covering the breaking news about the Munich terror attack at Infowars.com, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Infowars Nightly News coming up later tonight. Alex will be back with all the takeaway from the RNC on the Sunday show and back, of course, Monday on the radio show. I've been Paul Joseph Watson. Breaking news at Infowars.com. That's the show. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.